Ich bin die Antje und als Coach für Lebensfreude weiß ich ziemlich gut, echte Lebensfreude gibt es nur mit Freiheit. In jeder Hinsicht und zu jeder Zeit. Nun ist Freiheit aber kein Selbstläufer, sondern wir müssen sie schützen. Und Demokratie bedeutet für mich nicht nur Meinungsfreiheit, sondern auch unbedingt die Anerkennung, dass wir alle füreinander verantwortlich sind. Als Mami von inzwischen 3 erwachsenen Kindern weiß ich, Partizipation beginnt in den Köpfen von uns Eltern. Wenn wir wollen, dass unsere Kinder in einer freien und offenen Gesellschaft leben, dann müssen wir heute Verantwortung übernehmen. Und daher ist es für mich gar keine Frage, gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. Hashtag geh wählen.
Welcome to the Sport Passion Podcast. And here is your host, Lars Marendorf.
Hello and welcome to the Sport Passion Podcast. This episode is another interview I recorded in the Avicii Arena in Stockholm. This time I talked to Steve Daniel Glynn. At Steve underscore Dangle, if you want to follow him on X. I'm pretty sure if you're a Leafs fan, you've heard of him. Probably most people who follow hockey have heard of him as well. He's got a YouTube channel, a guy who's very passionate about the Leafs and has some nice videos in there. Most of the times, people enjoy him after a Leafs loss. But in this case, he was pretty happy because the Leafs had just won against the Red Wings and they were about to win again against the Minnesota Wild. So enjoy the interview with Steve Dangle and have a great time. Bye. Okay, so sitting in the Avicii Arena with Steve Dangle Glynn.
Yep.
Is it right? Okay, so first question, how are you? Because the Leafs are the team that complains the most about jet lag, about being tired, about this interrupting the schedule. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. I know the first day was a little bit difficult. There's a couple people I know who flew here from Toronto who they had some pretty long sleeps. All of us have had one day where our body said that's enough.
Yeah, or waking up in the middle of the night is what I heard as well.
Well, so that's what I had. Okay. I haven't really had the long sleep yet. My producer slept until 2 in the afternoon yesterday, and I know a few others as well. But honestly, I haven't been tired because it's been such an invigorating trip. It's also hard to be too tired in the cold. it's just been a lot of fun. It's difficult to be tired or complain when everyone around you seems to be having the best time.
Yeah, that's true. And we got some sunlight today as well, again, so that might help as well. But we have a new kind of noon game here, so let's see how that works out. For you coming over, I'm curious, are you going to all the Leafs game, all the home games, and are you also doing some away trips as well?
The Leafs last game before coming to Sweden
against
Vancouver, that was actually the first game I had attended this season. Myself and my company, we don't have press credentials for all the Leafs games, but to be honest, I'm not a journalist. I can be a reporter sometimes, but, you know, if I had the opportunity to go to every game, I'm not sure I would. I think the company might hire. Well, it's not that it's a grind necessarily. It's, my whole thing is I speak from the perspective of a fan, and I think that becomes more difficult if you're, stuffy in the press box all the time. And also, when I was a kid, I didn't go to every game. I was lucky if I went to one or two games in a season. And I like that, though. It's a treat.
You appreciate it more, and it's more like
I think
event.
Yeah.
Something,
It's a special night out. So if I only make it to 2, 3, 4 games in a season, that's fine with me. I like it. So these special events, it's entirely possible by the end of the season I see more games in Stockholm than I do in Toronto.
Okay, yeah, and I've heard that that's pretty hard to get
normal tickets, but also for the journalists as well in Toronto, as the media is kind of like crazy there. So
yeah, it's competitive, and you know, we're at a very interesting time. There's a lot of quote unquote mainstream media, mm-hmm. and then there's more independent digital outlets like mine, and there isn't room for all of us. I think there's room for all of us in the digital space,
yeah.
but there isn't necessarily room for all of us in the press box. So I don't mind it.
Okay. Yeah. When you go to a game from as a fan, obviously, but are you more into like doing something like I'm looking at the lines, at the schemes, at the analytics, or are you just there for I want to see something happening, like a fight, I want to see a goal, I want to see action? Mm-hmm. Is it both, or is it just is it entertainment, or is it journalism, I would say, something like that?
There's definitely an element of, you know, I like seeing how the sausage is made. You know, I like seeing analytics. I like understanding how things work, you know, why certain plays are working. But for me, the story will always be the best thing about it. You know, Leafs always seem to get scored on by guys who used to play for them. And, you know, what are the analytics behind that? Like, it's, you can't, I think some of the most beautiful things about sports are the things you can't necessarily yes. explain through X's and O's or numbers. I just, you know, even though I cheer for the Leafs primarily, I'm always cheering for a story. I like a good story. I like when something's funny. I like when someone gets, you know, revenge in a game. All those things just add to the intrigue. If you go to a bar or you go to a coffee shop, you know, people aren't necessarily talking about the amount of primary points
yeah.
a player has at 5-on-5. They're just like, oh my God, Max Domi kicked that guy's ass last night. You know, so that's always what I'll cheer for.
Yeah. For example, here in Sweden, with all the Swedish players, I mean, you could say, okay, they are focused and they are motivated, but still, mm-hmm. the fact that pretty much every one of them seems to score, all mm-hmm. the goalies have a great game, like yesterday, which was not the most fun game to watch, but still, mm-hmm. both Swedish goalies. So, and with Willie, I mean, did you expect... He was on a roll already when he came here, but did mm-hmm. you expect the way he flew around the arena? I mean, it was just like, I don't know. Yeah. On a different level than everyone else.
Well, I was a little worried, you know, because he really seems to be a focal point of this tour. So I wondered, like, you know, is he maybe too distracted or is he going to be tired? And then he was probably the best player on the ice. But again, like from a story,
and he doesn't seem to care. I mean, just watching, he's so relaxed and cool. Is he always
like that? Always, okay. always like that. He's been like that since he was. You know, whenever he made his Toronto Marlies debut and he was 19 or 20, he's always been relaxed. And, you know, sometimes you hear about how certain players can't necessarily handle Toronto. He's perfect. Like, he doesn't let anything bother him. You know, from a story standpoint, it's funny. This girl came up to me. She's a student in Stockholm, but I believe she's from Czechia. And she said a stat to me, like, the Leafs haven't been shut out for something like 170 games. And she's like, this is my first NHL game, and I'm going to see them get shut out because they were losing 2-0. Yeah, okay. But then the story flips on its head, and, you know, William Nylander, maybe the biggest Swedish name at this tournament, just takes over the game. So it's been so much fun, and I, you know, I don't think anything's been boring. It's been 3-1 goal games so far. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw another one today. It's excellent. You can tell I'm glowing from all of this.
Yeah, just that out of curiosity. It's sometimes hard for me to
don't worry,
pronounce the words.
I don't know many German words.
well, German is one of the hardest languages to learn, so don't bother about that. But just I'm curious about how you watch a game at home, because I know your videos, and I'm pretty sure that some of that is entertainment, so mm-hmm. I'm sure about that. But when you're watching a game with your kid at home, are you screaming at the TV? Are you acting out there, or is it just more like more relaxed and I know, okay, I'm gonna do something like that later on in the YouTube video?
I'm very fortunate that my kid is usually in bed.
Okay.
when the games come on. But in the few times where they've had an afternoon game or something and he has been able to watch it, it's actually been, I mean, for lack of a better word, magical. He has a stuffed doll mm-hmm. of John Tavares.
Oh, okay.
And so he's known who John Tavares is for a long time, but he's never really
seen
him.
Don't put any needles in it.
No. Oh, okay. No, I would never. Okay. I'm sure my neighbor would, but no, I would never. But, you know, the first afternoon game he saw, I told him, that's John Tavares right there. He immediately jumps up from the couch and he grabs his little hockey stick and he wants me to play mini sticks with him. So it was difficult to watch the first period of that game because I was on my knees playing, hockey with my son. I don't really, people think it's an act. Like I think I do a pretty good job of being reasonable and level-headed in every other aspect of life. But when it comes to the Leafs, I am happy to be rationally irrational about them. I'm not screaming my head off through the whole game because that would be an Olympic level event. You know, I don't think anyone can maintain that pace for 3 hours. But I get pretty mad. I get pretty happy, which I think means. I'm a typical sports fan. Like the thing I'm told the most when I meet people is they're like, "Oh, I watch the game and I think I'm crazy, and then I see you, and you're even more crazy than I am."
For me, it's the soccer team, but I can relate to that. So it's in hockey, it's okay because I call games now. You are toning it down, and you're more into a relaxed atmosphere there and just stay neutral.
Mm-hmm.
But with a certain soccer team, it's the same. So I can completely understand it there. Yeah.
I my father-in-law took me to a soccer game in Aberdeen, Scotland. And it was just a stadium packed full of people who should probably have their own YouTube channel.
It's great. Well, that is, how did you like the atmosphere? Because the one thing is people say, well, maybe there's going to be screaming and stuff like that, but it's not a local game, so there's not a lot of singing around. It's just like, go Leafs, go, or whatever the other team is. Have you seen a hockey game around here?
No, I've really wanted to, and maybe I should have come like a day early or stayed an extra day. I would have loved to see your garden or, maybe take a train ride out to, one of the other cities around here and see a Swedish League game. You know, I think the atmosphere here is pretty good, but it's, I think what's maybe making people a little more reserved is people have traveled from all over. So there maybe isn't quite the same feeling of camaraderie.
It's not one group,
There's
exactly.
Everyone's having a good time, but there's still an element of, maybe nervous energy. Everyone is looking at the atmosphere, waiting for the atmosphere to come to them, not realizing that they're the ones who make the atmosphere. But I mean, it's loud after every goal, so it's a maybe not quite as boisterous as I expected it to be, but it's still great. Like it's a great building. It reminds me of a red version of Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. Mm-hmm. It's very steep.
Yeah.
And it's been fun to see all the little idiosyncrasies of the building.
Okay. Just going to the Leafs and maybe going to more like of looking into their team. You were happy that the guys stood up during the Vancouver game and that they fought back. What do you prefer? Do you prefer Ryan Reeves in the lineup as a fourth line guy, or mm-hmm. do you prefer to have some skilled guys there in there as well? Because that's kind to me. That's kind of the difference they have right now, depending on who they play.
Mm-hmm.
What do you prefer?
I prefer, like the Tampa Bay Lightning, for example. You look at all the success they had: 2 Stanley Cups, 3 straight Stanley Cup.
Maroon
finals.
Is here, like a typical guy. Maroon, maybe.
And I saw him; he's huge. Yeah. But the Tampa Bay Lightning weren't, during those 3 years, the Tampa Bay Lightning weren't typically a team that would antagonize quite like, maybe the Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
But they didn't let anyone push them around. And no one would say the Tampa Bay Lightning lacked
just skill. Like last year when they played the Leafs, when there was the big hit, everyone grabs his opponent and they start to fight. It's the skill guys still, but they start to fight back.
Like you need to. It's one thing to bring the fight to the other team. It's another to not even stand up for yourself, which is something I've seen the Leafs do. Now, Ryan Reeves, like for the first two games of the season, I was thrilled because he, you know, even though they got scored on, I don't think it was his fault. He was laying big hits, and the hits were a factor. They led to power plays for the Leafs. He got in two fights in two games, didn't start either fight, just stood up for himself. But then once he stopped doing that, you know, whether he was injured or whatever, all you start to focus on is, well, they've been scored on 11 times.
There's nothing else he brings to the game.
And they haven't generated anything. And it was great, you know, seeing in the Vancouver game, you wonder if maybe teams are going to take liberties, and you realize you don't necessarily need a designated tough guy. You just need to stand up for yourself. You know, Max Domi is one of the toughest guys on the team. He's also probably one of the smallest. He's maybe one of the shortest, one of the lightest. And Mark Giordano is the oldest player in the NHL. So you don't need to be Superman to get in the fight. Skill wins, goals win. No one's ever won the Stanley Cup with a fight, but it's an important aspect of the game. You need to at least be able to stick up for yourself.
How are you?
Steve, thanks a lot for your time. You got a lot of fans in Germany. Stay as passionate as you are. Continue your videos and whatever you do. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
Hallo, hier ist Malte Asmus, der Chefredakteur der Podcastbude. Die Würde des Menschen ist unantastbar und das ist ein Grundsatz, mit dem ich aufgewachsen bin und an den ich weiterhin glaube und den ich übrigens auch meinen Kindern immer predige. Entmenschlichung, weder durch Taten noch durch Worte, darf niemals wieder salonfähig werden. Die Grundsätze der Demokratie, die müssen erhalten bleiben. Und deshalb gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. Bleib nicht leise, geh wählen, und zwar weise.
Hallo, ich bin Christiane Beer, Führungskräftecoachin und Organisationsberaterin. Alle zwei Wochen habe ich in meinem Podcast Führungsgefühle Führungsmenschen zu Gast. Getreu dem Motto, Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen, spreche ich dabei mit meinen Gästinnen über deren Führungsarbeit und wie es ihnen im Arbeitsalltag damit geht.
Ist dann immer auch gepaart mit persönlichen Verletzungen.
Wir sprechen dann über ihr ganz persönliches Glück und Leid, Frust, Stolz, Sehnsüchte, Leidenschaften als Führungskraft, von Führungsgefühlen eben. Und wir sprechen darüber, wie sie damit umgehen.
Das ist tatsächlich etwas, was mich vom Bild her die Wellen surfen lässt.
Führungsgefühle, der Führungspodcast mit dem Blick auf ganze Menschen. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.